This is the Vet Alumni Podcast with Tech and Prem.
It's the Vet Alumni Podcast. I'm Tech. He's Prem. And we were off last week.
We were.
So
it was
the
a
birds.
Bye week for us, bye week for the birds. You know, it kind of makes sense.
Trade deadline came. It went. Moves were made.
They were, man. I like low-risk moves.
I give Howie an A for this just based on what you gave up.
Right.
And my feeling on what was given up is different from a lot of other people
I heard. Because there's compensatory picks that are going to come back anyway.
Exactly.
So you got a guy like Jalen Phillips, right? 18th overall pick a couple years ago. We know that his career hasn't been what people might have expected, but he's playing for an organization that is like
crummy
one of the worst places to play in all of professional sports.
All.
Not just the NFL.
No, you're right.
So you got a guy like that. Now you're putting him into a defense that is already a machine.
Yeah.
With elite players at every level.
I agree.
He can probably thrive if he stays healthy. I mean, that's the question with Phillips. I think
he knows Vic's system. He loves Vic. Vic loves him.
It's a beautiful marriage.
It is. It really is.
Yeah,
it's almost like when they traded for A.J. Brown.
Right.
And it was like, well, that's Jalen's best friend. At the time, we don't know how that's...
Yeah, a lot of media BS with that.
I think they're still
very
close.
And Diana Rossini should just retire.
Oh, my God. She has been rough.
Just
rough with the A.J. stuff.
Start like a cosmetics podcast or something.
Here's how I feel about the trades, and let's start with the first one.
Yeah,
Michael Carter the second.
Right.
So they basically look. I have no, attachment to Mechie. Mechie couldn't get on the field. In fact, with AJ out.
Right.
The third receiver would have been Mechie, and it wasn't. It was Darius Cooper.
Yeah, which I like actually. Better,
yeah, and I think they didn't, and that should have. I didn't see that, and I didn't. None of the writers caught that was signaling Mechie's way out of here. He was out the door.
Yeah, they briefly gave Mechie a special teams look.
Yeah, that didn't. He can't. He's not a special teamer.
No.
Cooper's a special teamer. That's why he's perfect for the for the fourth receiver role.
Yeah, I look at it like you got all three of these guys for basically nothing.
Yeah.
It's a third round pick for Phillips, but you're going to get that back.
Probably. Yeah, the way I see it, on Michael Carter II, first of all, and everybody's like, oh, they're going to move Cooper to the outside. It's like, nah, pump the brakes. Listen, in no sport is there such a thing where you trade a backup who can't get on the field for a starter. It doesn't work. You trade depth for depth. So that's the way I see Michael Carter.
I think DeGene stays where he is.
Yeah, me too.
Vic said that as well.
I think Carter is insurance. He's an insurance policy just in case it does not work out on that other side and they're forced to move Coop there.
Yeah,
if that's what they got to do, then I mean, at that point, I think you'll see Michael Carter II starting in the middle. But at this point right now, he's a backup nickel, and that's fine. That's the difference, right? A fourth receiver compared to a fourth corner.
Right,
like a fourth receiver ain't getting on the field with the Eagles.
Usually.
But a fourth corner will get on the field.
Right,
you'll see him in packages, and you'll see him.
Here's the thing, too. I don't know if you realize this.
Basically a pick swap,
you know,
by the way.
Adoree Jackson is top five among cornerbacks in incompletion percentage.
Really?
The percentage of throws that he makes tight windows for the quarterback, like a special metric.
Really?
Third is Quinyon Mitchell. First is Sauce Gardner.
So how about that trade?
The percentage of throws coming his way that are like are tough for the quarterback created in a small window because of the play of the cornerback is the metric. Fifth in the NFL. Problem is, most of those are getting completed.
Yeah.
But still, I thought that was interesting.
I didn't think he was atrocious this year. I thought Kelee Ringo had been atrocious until the Giants game. But, I know that he was the highest graded defensive player on the field.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, he's going up against practice squad receivers. So what are we talking about here?
I know. But with Jair Alexander, I know you're going there next.
Yeah. Basically a pick swap.
Yeah, and not only that, but you got a guy with a very high ceiling, man. And that's what the Birds are set up to do. The Birds are not in a position where he has to come in on day one and be elite.
No,
if he is, hey, that's awesome.
But
to be elite by January.
There is a rumor floating around that he's going to start Monday night.
Well, I like that only because it's against his former squad. And if anybody knows these receivers, it's Jaire Alexander.
But here's the thing about Jaire Alexander.
I don't mind that, actually. I don't mind it at all.
I think he walked in the door fourth on the depth chart, to be honest. Yeah, I had him behind Bennett. And right now, for me, and you know I am the antithesis. I am the complete opposite of a Ringo guy. But right now, you know, it's like Ringo 1, Jackson 2, Bennett 3. And
in terms
really,
of the backup.
Yeah, and really, Bennett's kind of an incomplete, like Vic said, we don't know what he is. We haven't gotten
a chance to see what he is. He's so athletic, too. You know, a lot of it with cornerback, it really is. That's a position of all the positions besides quarterback on the offensive side that is truly mental.
And he's young. He's the one who's got the starter of the future kind of possibility if
he's got
it can all come together.
Yeah, he's got the tools. Look, you got a position where Vic can kind of throw it all out there and see what sticks. And I think that's how these last 2 months are going to go.
Yeah.
Now, these next five games are very difficult games, all five of them. You come out 3-2 from these five games, you're sitting at 9-4.
Well, wait a minute. Who do they got after the Cowboys?
Well, that's the fifth game in the sequence, right?
No, I think that's the third. Because the Packers and the Lions are tough, right? Now, if you can...
right, it goes Packers, Lions, okay, yeah, Cowboys, Bears in Philly, and then Chargers in L.A.
See, I think...
I think 4-1 is possible, but I think 3-2 is more realistic. If you're sitting at 9-4, though... You're in good shape at 9-4.
I see no reason why the Eagles should not.
Because then you get Raiders, Commanders, well, Bills, and Commanders.
Yeah.
You're going 3-1 in your last four, regardless.
Yeah, I see no. See, what they've done now is they've activated the 13-win roof.
Which is what we talked about in the preseason.
I still feel like, okay, they're at about 12 wins now.
I think 12-5 is where they land.
They were 11 after we weren't here, but after they went down to 9 in my book after that
Giants
loss.
You gotta look at the whole season. Plus, that was MetLife. That was one. They just don't play well in that stadium. This group doesn't play well
in
that stadium.
Okay, but since then, okay, I got them.
Their championship pedigree is up. I got them
back up to 12 now.
Yeah, I got 12-5.
With a possibility of 13 if they can win one of these games, I think they're going to lose.
So one of those is going to be at the end. Washington will have Daniels back, maybe.
Yeah, but yeah.
They probably won't play him. They probably shouldn't play him at this point.
I don't think you should either. And I think we sweep them, and I think that last game is a Tanner McKee all backups special.
Yeah, because we probably have seeding clinch. Well, you know, no, we might not. We might have to win that game to get the top seed, and you want to get the top seed. You want that bye.
I'm okay with the second seed.
Nah, you want that bye, and everyone coming right to the link. Second seed. No, it's only the top seed gets the bye. They changed it. Only the top seed gets the bye.
Really?
Yeah, that's it, man. And that's what the Birds did not have last year. They had the second seed, and that's why they played a wild card game. Remember?
I don't remember. They played three
playoff games.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, we had to play. Green Bay in the wild card, LA in a divisional, Washington in the championship round.
But they were all at home because
the
Detroit
Green Bay was
lost.
Right, exactly. But here's the thing: if you get that top seed. And I think you're going to have to play all the games to get it because you have all these 6-win teams. You're right.
We didn't get a bye last year. Why didn't we get a bye?
Because it felt like it because they were all at home.
Yeah.
And they changed that structure starting 2 years ago where the top two seeds don't get byes. Only the top one seed does.
All right. So you want to get that
one seed.
You might have to play that game.
I agree with you. I hope that it's a Tanner McKee game. But you might have to play that game.
I think, right. This Packers game is a tough spot for the Birds, and it shouldn't be because they're coming out to bye. They're fresh. They're healthy.
They're not scary,
they got guys.
Packers aren't scary.
No, they're not.
They play like these weird low-scoring games. They do nothing for entire quarters.
Here's why it's a tough spot. It's a tough spot because they are coming off of a loss to a terrible team at home.
Right, which tells me that if they try to play a legitimate contender at home, they're going to lose.
I don't know about that. I think you know, it's a tough spot because they are laser-hyper-focused right now on winning this game.
So is Nick Sirianni, and you know what?
Yeah, I hear you.
He's 9-0 in his career against the NFC North. He's never lost to the entire division, Tech.
That's why these two games. These two games now, and I had a feeling they would be when the schedule came out.
What a split.
And by the way, when the schedule came out, for all the complaining and whatever, you know, even for me, of course, you know, we when I went back and like we had them at the bye week at 6-2.
At 6-2, we both did.
Yes.
Yeah, because realistically, we're not like fanboys. Like we're commentary guys.
Yeah.
We know what we're seeing. I think 1-1 over the next two, I would not, the sky isn't falling if you lose one of these games.
Yeah, I see it's 1-1,
it's
but
not
here,
that big
here's
of a
the
deal.
Thing though, is that these two games right now, for seeding purposes, man, these are the two most important games on the
but
rest of the
schedule.
But let
me just prepare you for this, Tech.
Because they need a tiebreaker
on both
remember, these teams.
You need to remember who we're talking about. We're talking about the Jalen Hurts-led Birds that are 20-3 in their last 23 games, right? That are on a record pace for not committing turnovers. Jalen has done something this season through eight games. Did you know that where he's at through eight games in the history, well, since the modern history, since 2000, only like four other quarterbacks have had, five NFL QBs altogether, 20 offensive touchdowns with two or fewer giveaways through the first eight games. Patrick Mahomes in 2020. Russell Wilson in 2019, Drew Brees in 2018, and Tom Brady in 2007. All four of those guys are probably going to the Hall of Fame. You could say Russell Wilson is borderline, but this is remarkable. So you're looking at a different beast here. Jalen coming off the bye. I would not be alarmed or surprised either way if they go 1-1. I would not be surprised if they went 2-0.
Then I'd rather get the win against the Packers because they could be there at the end. When I look at their schedule, they could be there
of
at
course,
the end.
In terms of fighting for that top
And
team,
I would love to have that tiebreaker over that team.
Yeah, because we already got it over Tampa and L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's crucial. No, I agree
it
with
is
you.
Crucial.
You got to win both of these games against the Lions
and
the,
we have
and
a better
Packers.
Conference record than the Seahawks, so if it were to come down to them, I think that we'd be
I'm
higher
sticking
rated.
To my preseason prediction that the Birds are going to, for the first time since 1948 and 49, winning back-to-back NFL championships.
Well, hey,
you know, that's the only other time in their history that they had a stretch like this with the wins.
Yeah.
Only other time in their history, 48 and 49. World War II was still fresh in the minds of the Utes.
It was, yes, it was.
That's the last time we saw a run like this from your Philadelphia Eagles, Tech.
I mean, look, and Howie Rosen's
they're
a
just
big
different,
part of that.
Man. They're different.
Jalen Hurts is a big part of that.
Jalen Hurts doesn't get enough respect still.
No, but that's good. I like that.
It is.
I like that
they
he doesn't.
Use that.
Yeah.
And you know AJ is going to be on fire the last half of the year.
I hope so.
They're going to be on fire.
Devontae Smith is just the best, though.
He's on a good
he's
pace.
He's unbelievable.
1,200-yard pace.
Look, and Jalen, look, the one thing they just got a coach out of him that sneaks in when you don't want it to is just the holding the ball too long. And I get it.
But he makes plays, though.
He does
he
make
gets
plays
those
ultimately.
Sideline comeback throws. I don't know how.
No, he does.
I don't know
tremendous.
How he completes them.
That I'm telling you, so far, the pass of the year is that
the,
3rd and 13,
yes,
A.J.
Yes,
Brown on the comeback
yes.
route, Vikings
without
game.
Without that, you lose that game.
Phenomenal.
You lose that game
phenomenal.
Without that throw.
And that was
actually
a scramble drill.
There's multiple throws in that game. That's a Jalen game.
That's a Jalen
game. You don't win that game without Jalen Hurts. It's crazy. You can look at a variety of games this year and say, well, you don't win that game without the defense. You don't win that game without Jalen Hurts being on fire. You don't win that game without superior special teams. And now we can say you don't win that game without the run game because we have one of them now.
Yeah,
this
well,
team
yeah.
truly
Tank
can
Bigsby.
Win.
Tank, no. his name
wow.
is his game.
Wow, I want to see him get more carries.
He's
I think
got to.
Preserve Saquon for the playoffs, man. Like, there's no, you don't, he's not going to run for 2,000 yards. You're not that team you were last year.
Well, now
year.
You know you got a running back, too. I liked what I saw from Shipley.
Man, that
but
was exciting,
Shipley gets
man.
Hit and goes off. He limps off the field all the time.
Tank
he's
Bigsby,
a, he's,
though.
He's a limper. Where Bigsby comes in, and Bigsby is just, he's, I love what I see from Bigsby.
Are you saying Will the limper Shipley?
I think
saying?
He's a limper, yeah. He gets hit, he limps off. I love him, though. He's the kind of guy where he makes plays. I see him on the field. I'm like, yo, this guy, he can play.
Oh, I got a big announcement related to Birds all-pro lineman Landon Dickerson.
What's that?
Tuesday evening, November 18th, outside of the new art history store.
Yep.
7214 Frankfurt Avenue. Landon Dickerson will be at the store for Woo! His new shirt release with Art History 101.
Yes.
I'll be spinning on Frankfurt Avenue.
Yeah.
Out front for the event. Landon will be in there taking pictures with the fans, shaking hands, giving hugs.
Yes.
No autographs, not that kind of thing.
Right.
Pictures, hugs, and shirts.
Love
and
it.
I'll be spinning out front. It's going to be an evening thing. You come out between, anytime between, say, 5 and 8 o'clock. You may or may not see me out there. I will be out there at least from 6 to 7. We know that much. So
love it.
Tuesday, November 18th, Landon Dickerson in a building in Northeast Philly.
Big Landon.
Frankfurt and Cotman.
Love it. Big Dom will be there, too, most likely.
He may. We were joking about that. I'm going to have my Fly Eagles Fly queued up on the system for when he pulls up. It's gonna be good.
Got to do it. All right, so look, we got the Packers, we got the Lions, we got the Cowboys. Here's the thing about the Cowboys, right? Like, they stink. But they're, like, annoying against the Eagles, especially in Dallas.
And you split against them all the time. But their fan base is going to be insufferable. This is their Super Bowl.
Right.
They're not going to make the playoffs. This is their Super Bowl.
Before the Jalen Phillips trade, I was like, look, Eagles are going to lose 2 out of 3, but it's not going to be the end of the world. I'll hate it, but it's not going to be the end of the world.
They're not going to lose 2 out of 3, though.
Now I don't think so. Now I do think they go 2-1 in the next 3.
They'll win 2 of these next 3. I think Jalen has just graduated to a different stratosphere.
I think they.
You almost have to look at him like you looked at Donovan. Well, he's even better than Donovan. But I mean, in terms of what you'd have those,
because he's a winner.
Those 3-4 year stretch where you're like, oh, Donovan's gonna win this one for
right,
us.
Right, yeah.
Jalen is at that. He's beyond that level. Jalen is approaching, like, dare I say it, like Tom Brady esque. Like when he has to have it, Tom Brady would just find a way to do it.
I think
Jalen's like getting there.
I think they beat the Bears.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
I think they beat the
Bears
at home.
It's at home.
I think
Caleb Williams is all right. He's not horrible.
I don't think a whole lot of the Chargers, but it is.
No, it's in LA.
It's in LA.
Well,
it's
they play well
game.
In that stadium. They light it up in that stadium. That's a fast track. That's a Devontae game. That's a game where Devontae gets loose because they're going to be so focused on everybody
else. I'm almost
else.
Like, let's get back to that game later. I want to see the next few games before I think about that
well,
game.
It's a week-to-week league.
Not sure about the
it's
Chargers
It's a week-to-week
yet.
League. I mean, they could come out and look like the Super Bowl birds on Monday night.
But after
it's the
that,
big lights. It's the bright lights off of bye, Tech.
Yeah, but after that, the only game I got circled as a loss is Buffalo.
But
and not because Buffalo is so great.
But it might not be.
I'm
Their
not saying
it, not
it's
good.
Definite. I just think, no, I know, but I'm just like,
I hear
it's that time of year, winter. It could be a snow game in Buffalo. It's going to be a tough game.
I kind of like it if it is a snow game. So we're more physical on defense.
And that's one of the loudest, rowdiest places to play in
the
NFL. Yeah,
but you know, these guys are just built for it. I think regardless,
I get it.
No matter how you shake it out, I think you're right. I think our initial preseason prediction of like 12-5 is where they land.
I think they
lose 3 more games.
I don't know which ones. Yeah. I think it's one of these next 3 for sure.
I agree with you.
I think we could lay a dud against the Chargers. We could. I'm not saying we will.
One of these next 3 Chargers Bills could be how it goes.
That's the way
I see it.
And then
you're 12-5, and that's probably good enough for the first seed.
Please lose to the Chargers and the Bills if you're going to lose 2 of the...
they don't matter.
Because they're they're out of conference games.
And then you might see one of those teams in the Super Bowl anyway, and you have a little bit more juice.
Maybe you see one of them in the Super Bowl.
Now, Herbert's a pretender. He'll never win.
Exactly.
He'll never play.
When
in a
I
Super
say
Bowl.
That, I wasn't thinking about the Chargers. I was thinking
about
Buffalo.
No, but Herbert
Maybe.
Is a pretender. He will never. I'm putting it on record.
No,
he will never
I
play
you.
In a Super Bowl.
I agree with
because
you.
Because he's going to throw 4 picks when it matters most.
Unless he's on another loaded team somewhere else, and then
pulls
they get
off
there.
Like the Matt Stafford approach,
right?
Which is, by the way, that's what Dak Prescott is going to have to do if he ever
that's
wants
what Dak's
to play in a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go to a team like kind of like Stafford went from the lowly Lions that never did anything. To a Rams team that was ready.
Yeah.
Dak, and like, whenever his contract's up, he's going to have to do that.
When the Jalen Phillips trade came down, and I heard a few people say we gave up a little much, it was a little rich. I look at it like, first of all, before we even talk about what you're giving up, for a guy who may not be elite, but he is great, he's a great pass rusher.
Yo, man, look.
Especially, he hasn't played. Yeah, he played with Bradley Chubb, but he hasn't played with a Jalen Carter.
So check it out. That now, your Super Bowl defense, right? Here's your hypothetical super. If we get to that point again,
you gave up your third round pick, which is the worst of the 3 third round picks you got. And, oh, by the way, that if he doesn't stick around and he signs a major deal somewhere else, a major deal,
right.
You get you somewhere
get
around that third back.
Yeah.
Or if he's okay and he signs a decent year, like $14 million, around $14.5 million, something like that, you get a 4th round. Okay, so basically all you did...
It's a rental with protection.
Yeah, you basically rented him... For a deferral and a move back into the 4th.
But if he
That's
plays well,
did.
And you can always just bring him back on a nice little 2-year deal if you want to. But here's the
you
thing.
Could.
Your Super Bowl defense hypothetically could be Phillips, Carter, Davis, Smith on the line.
If he can stay healthy,
Bowen,
yes.
Dean, and then Campbell lurking to rotate in.
Yeah, you rotate and then you got, Ajomo.
And best case scenario, Alexander gets back to form on one side, Q on the other side, Coop in the slot, Reed, and then safety really at that point is your only weak point with Makuba if he's back
now,
there. Or Sidney Jones comes back.
I don't know. But Sidney Brown, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Jones.
Yeah, Sidney Brown. Sidney Jones. I know. You know, I do that, too.
I think you did that recently on the show.
I did. Because that's Sidney Brown, Sidney Jones.
How many Sidneys
are in the
NFL?
But when Howie talked about Michael Carter, he talked about him playing safety. How he can play safety,
I'm not
too.
Opposed to it. So could Coop. Here's the thing. Coop, I kind of like... It's not much different than him in the slot. It's a little different in that he's on a different level of defense.
Yeah.
But with Coop's athleticism and he's so mentally
sharp.
They'd
rather have Coop in the nickel or on the outside, so they got Carter to play nickel and possibly
think
safety.
Think about behind, exciting white sets to safeties.
Yeah,
safeties,
because Epps is out now. They stashed him on the IR.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's hurt. I just think they said, well, we don't want to cut him.
Migraines.
Yeah, is that what it is?
I don't know.
Who knows?
Stash him for migraines.
Yeah, and they did the same thing to Ojulari.
Which is not crazy.
No, I suffer from them. It's brutal.
It's brutal.
Brutal.
The Excedrin stopped working for me.
It does. It stops working. You got to catch it early.
It doesn't work anymore. No matter when I catch it, the Excedrin
really
doesn't work anymore.
As soon as you feel a tinge, if you take it, it doesn't work?
It doesn't work anymore.
As soon as I feel it, I take two,
They changed brands.
I wait about, I feel that too.
It's
because
different.
I took it. It's funny you should say that. I don't want to get on an Excedrin talk here, but
we could go on tangents.
I took Excedrin. I had a series of migraines in the last couple of weeks, especially last week when we were off.
I'm good once or twice
a
week. I took
Excedrin. I took a third one an hour after I did it. I waited.
Whoa.
I waited a few hours later in the afternoon, and it still hadn't gone away. I took a fourth.
It's not the same anymore.
It's not the same. And it didn't work.
A company bought it called Halion or something.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
I wonder who...
You know, to bring it back full circle to sports, I bet a lot of football players are upset about this, too.
Yeah, because Excedrin is like... It was a wonder
if I was a football player and I was achy, that would be like a pregame thing for me. Like pop two Excedrin, go play some ball.
Yes.
You know
what
I mean? Because that's not performance enhancing. That's over the counter for crying out
exactly.
loud.
Exactly. All right. I hate to get on an Excedrin talk. But,
all good.
All right. The Cowboys, real quick, we have to touch on the fact that they... They pretty much traded a boatload for Quinnen Williams, who is, by the way, great player, right? Great player. But, like, he ain't winning you nothing. I mean, he ain't winning you nothing.
No. Defensive problems go way deeper than just adding a very good defensive lineman.
Yeah, and a backup linebacker who lost his job on a bad defense.
Listen.
Michael Carter did, to be fair.
Cowboys are 3-5-1, right? They will finish... 8-8-1.
I think so. Yes. 8-8-1 is exactly where they're going to be.
That's where they'll land. Because they'll go 5-3. Because
we do agree, right, that the division's over.
Oh, yeah.
They won the division.
It's the biggest division lead in the NFC East since 2004. Did you know that?
That's
since
unbelievable.
Since those 2004 Eagles.
Since I mean,
that year, man. They were 7-0 that year.
With 9 games to go, they won the division. That's just unbelievable.
You're the defending Super Bowl champions.
It's just...
And you've won the conference two of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And if you win the conference again this year, and dare I say it, you go back to back, we're the next NFC dynasty. AFC,
yeah.
I got to separate NFC and AFC. Last NFC dynasty probably was the Cowboys.
Probably what? Wow.
Because it was Patriots and then Chiefs dynasties. So
yeah.
The last. So
I mean,
you go,
I wanted to say Packers, but not really.
So if we're tracking back to the 70s, right? The last five or so dynasties. Steelers.
Yeah.
You could say the Raiders, too, because they won a few there in the late 70s.
Okay.
Cowboys.
Yeah.
Back then. Then the Niners. Then the Cowboys again.
Patriots, Chiefs.
So the last NFC dynasties were two different groups of Cowboys teams, 70s and 90s, and the 80s into the 90s Niners, because you can count them too. They won.
Absolutely, yeah.
We would be
two eras of Niners too.
Yeah, two eras. We'd be the next NFC dynasty if we win a ring this year.
That would be,
because that's 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, 2 rings, and your quarterback isn't even 28 yet.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Dude, that's where we're at, man. That's where we're at. And I mean, when we started this show, we were like, oh, hopefully Carson Wentz can play.
Right.
Think about that when we started this show.
No, you're right.
Where we were as a fan base.
And then when they
did have the ring, though. We did have
I admit, I didn't get picking Jalen because I didn't know what they knew behind the scenes about Carson. I mean, none of us really did.
Yeah, but that pick was wow.
From the moment we saw Jalen for the first time, I think we both were like, he's got something special.
Yeah, he's got the intangibles. I mean, that's the greatest pick in the history of the franchise.
I think so.
At this point.
Jesus Christ.
Devontae Smith is probably top 10.
Man, Devontae is my favorite, probably my favorite receiver of all time on the Eagles.
Yeah.
My favorite Eagles receiver of all time.
He hasn't topped T.O. yet just because of the excitement.
Well, T.O. is just 1 year, though. Devontae's doing this every
Devontae's
year.
Going to finish with
and
way
Deshaun
more TDs.
Jackson was my guy.
Well, yeah, Deshaun is probably, now that you say that, Deshaun's probably still my favorite all-time receiver.
Well, yeah, he's got that Iverson thing for me where he's like Iverson of football. Yes. But, like, Devontae has a mix of Devontae and finesse, like possession finesse.
Yeah.
Where it's like AJ is more like a T.O. type of guy.
Oh, he looks like him too.
Yeah, but like Devontae, I think he's the best pure receiver
on
the
team.
He's
so good, man.
He's just so,
he's so good. He's so good. The way he goes up and gets the ball, the types of throws that Jalen knows he can throw him.
Yeah.
I mean, how about the Jahan Dotson over the back grab?
That was just phenomenal. And that was, I'm like, oh no, there's a pick. And then boom, Dotson mossed
him.
Well,
they were kicking like a dying animal.
I know they were.
But that's what the Giants did to us.
Yeah, I know they did.
So
they won by 17. We won by 18.
Yeah. That's very typical of an NFC East rivalry, man.
It is.
These games are just so, like, they're so odd from week to
week. Plus, we had never seen, it's almost like the Phillies, right? Not to go to a dessert, you know. Yeah, right. And not to go to like a baseball analogy, but like it's almost when the Phillies lineup is seeing this hot rookie pitcher they've never seen before. They've never gone up against.
We know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Well,
the Eagles went up against Jackson Dart and Scataboo and never saw them before.
Right.
And
Bo Nix, for that matter.
Yeah, and Bo Nix. So, yeah. Yeah,
although
you know,
that game
we
was,
collapsed.
That
we
was,
lost
yeah,
that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, yeah.
We lost that more than the Broncos actually won.
Yeah.
The Giants obliterated us because
that's our only true loss.
Yeah, we weren't ready for the. We didn't know what they were until it happened, and we're like, "Yo, we're not. We weren't ready."
They're
for
not
them.
Going anywhere, and Scataboo will be back. They're not going anywhere. This division is going to be good for years.
I think it's going to be
and
good.
The Cowboys will be
eventually
the worst of the four teams.
Yeah, well,
just have to throw
the
that
Commanders
in.
Are old,
yeah,
and Jane Daniels can't stay healthy.
He'll come back. He's, you know, when he came out, I thought to myself, this guy kind of looks a little too thin and brittle to play quarterback in this league.
He gets hit, he goes down, he goes out.
He's almost like, he's not that much bigger than Devontae Smith.
No, he's a little
bigger.
A little taller.
He might be 15 pounds heavier than Devontae.
He's not super heavy.
Yeah, like Jalen's like a stocky, built
Jalen
dude.
Jalen is a built dude. He's like he's like a linebacker playing quarterback.
Yeah, you know, and even like Justin Herbert, he isn't like
that big, but he's
6'4", though, Justin Herbert. Like, he's tall. Like, Jaden Daniels might have been, like, his best year as his first year.
Yeah. What
the jury's
a bad...
out, because he has a great mind for
you
the
You said
game.
He'd have a sophomore slump, and this is,
yeah, we gotta
by
find,
definition,
we gotta find that clip.
A sophomore slump.
We got to find that
clip. Because I heard Kurt Warner repeat it. He said, hey, listen, there's sophomore slumps, and then there's what Jaden Daniels
real.
Is having.
Yeah, well, plus the injuries, that's a little bit different. I look at a sophomore slump as he's playing every game but not playing at the same level.
Well, that's true.
The injury's complicated.
He wasn't really playing at the same level either.
No.
Threw interceptions, turned the ball over. Hadn't done that last year.
Well,
you know
how the NFL goes, man. It's not for long league for a reason.
It's true.
And it's because the tape is on him now. Now
yeah.
all of his tendencies can be tracked. These guys in these analytics department at these teams, they're running through tape. They're running tape through AI. They
right.
have to be.
They
to
know.
See, like, they're getting detailed breakdowns of if this guy is in this personnel and he gets rushed from this position, what does he do?
Absolutely.
If he's in this personnel, he gets rushed here, then he runs out to the left, but then dips back to the right, what does he do? Like, they have
it's
all
on,
of
it's
that.
On coaching staffs and the player themselves to buck that trend.
Yeah,
to,
which is to, what the Eagles have been able to do the last few weeks.
Yes, they struggled for the first month
but
and a half of the season.
But though, and it started with that dagger in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota turned things
around.
Man,
that play to Devontae right there.
Phenomenal.
You can look at that throw and say, that might be a point in the season when we look at it from the end of the season, where things like made a nice right turn and stayed on track.
Yep.
Now teams approaching us. How do you prepare to beat us now?
I don't know, because now we've asserted that we do have a running game and that it's back, and we have a dual, aside from the quarterback, we have a dual running back set that you got to watch out for
and
now.
And a tight end that's caught the most touchdowns in football.
Yeah.
And did you know that Jalen, Pro Football Focused, has him rated as the highest against the blitz?
Yep.
When he's kept clean and on deep balls.
Yeah.
What else is there to do?
I think he holds the ball second longest in the NFL.
Well, that's probably why he's got so many opportunities to have these metrics, though. But yeah, he does. That I agree with you. There's times when he's holding the ball and he doesn't get rid of it and he take a big loss.
He took the worst sack I've ever seen.
It was pretty bad.
Any quarterback
I know what you're talking about.
And then
Big
Speed.
Donovan took some bad ones.
True, but this one knocked him back.
I know.
Second
I know.
And 31.
And then they converted
it. Bigsby with a 34-yard run.
Dude, I was losing my mind, bro.
Me too. I was like, oh my God, he bailed Jalen out. No one's going to remember that sack Jalen took now.
No, second and 31, fourth and 26. Is it any different?
Right. Unbelievable.
Crazy, bro.
All right, so let's get to the Week 10 Tech 10.
Let's do it.
It's the Tech 10.
All right. At number 10, even though they lost this week, I can't my conscience. I can't live with myself if the Chiefs aren't number 10. I just feel like they're still
some
a top
people
team.
Have them in the top three, which is absurd.
No,
they're 1-3 when the opposing team score 20 or more.
To me, they were a top three team for the last couple weeks. Not now. They are 10 on this list.
All right,
now they are 10.
I can get on board with
until
that.
Until they start rattling off some wins, which I expect them to do.
You could argue as high as 8 for them, but 10's fine.
I put them at 10 only because I like New England right now. They're number 9.
Okay. They're going to lose this week.
I like to pay. Who are they playing this week?
In Tampa.
Oh, that's a tough game. That's a tough
1:00
game.
1 o'clock kickoff in Tampa.
Number 8. For me, it's the Buffalo Bills.
All right.
Listen, they were off this list.
On the back of Josh Allen.
They were off this list for almost 3 weeks. So I'm going to say the Bills are back on now.
All right, fair enough.
Number 7, it's the team we're going to see Monday night. It's Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Despite that home loss to Carolina and the clunker they laid
and
against
Cleveland.
And they have
a loss to Cleveland, too. Yeah.
I know. But for some reason, listen, they're a mystery to me. Because, they're like an uneven team. They show up. They look like one of the best teams, if not the best team in football, when they are rolling. And when they're not, it's like, what is this team?
Vic is going to give them fits on Monday night.
Well, I hope so.
I would
so.
Not be surprised. They struggle to get the 20 points, and if they only get to it with like a late stat pad TD, I wouldn't be surprised, because Vic just knows how to counter Matt LaFleur, I think, pretty well.
Yeah.
And their receivers aren't like world beaters.
No, they got one that Watson's good. And
he got injured last week, though.
Oh, is he out?
I'm not.
Because Tucker Kraft, that was a big...
Kraft is out, which
that
is
was
that's
a
their
big
biggest
loss.
Weapon.
Devastating
outside
loss.
Of Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft is the biggest safety blanket.
Yeah.
I think Jordan Love, you're going to really notice that on Monday night.
Well,
I think you're really going to notice that.
I hope.
Yeah.
Number 6, I struggled here, but all right, the Colts are number 6. I watched that Colts
then
game.
You're going Rams 5.
I was going back and forth. No.
Oh, wow.
Not yet.
All right.
I'm not going. I actually like the way the Rams look right now.
But
we're going to go Colts number 6. They were due for a loss. They were due for a bad loss.
Yeah.
And it was a bad loss.
They're still on fraud alert.
Slightly, yes.
Because
they beat bad
Taylor.
Teams. They beat two good teams.
Yeah.
So
they're
not...
I don't trust them in the playoffs.
No, me neither. But we're at week 10, so considering that, they're number 6.
All right.
Number 5, the Seattle Seahawks. For me, I really like this team.
Sam Darnold, when you put together what he's doing this year and then what he did last year with the Vikings, he's like, 19-5?
Yep. I think Darnold
it's pretty good.
That is one of the biggest vertical threat offenses in football.
That Smith and Jigba is the real deal.
He's the number one receiver in the league. He's playing like it. He looks like it. He looks.
Hey, you slap Quinyon Mitchell on him, he won't look the same.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
we may see.
We might not ever see.
I think they're gonna come back down to earth a bit. I didn't look at their schedule. This is just me saying this without even seeing their schedule.
They could win 13 games.
I looked at their schedule.
Yes. They could win 13 games.
They get the Rams again, right?
I think so, yeah.
They get the Niners again.
I believe so. But the Niners are on fraud alert for
they
me.
They are, too.
If they're Niners, like, Colts, they're like 15th on my list.
Yeah.
The Niners.
Because Purdy's going to come back, and you don't know what they're going to be.
Right. That's true, too.
You don't know what they're going to be.
But, you know, right now, I really like the Seahawks brand of football. Seahawks number five. Number four is the Tampa Bay Bucks. I really like the Bucks, and I hate them at the same time.
Yeah, because Mayfield is liable to have a night where he sails every throw.
Yeah, I know.
But doesn't get talked about, though. Like,
no.
The same metrics that apply to Jalen Hurts do not apply to any other quarterback.
That's true.
In terms of, like, opinions.
That's true. Number three, I'm going to go to Rams here. All right. I like the way they've been playing football. I still think they could be in the NFC Championship.
It'd be in Philly, though.
I see Eagles-Rams in Philly.
You do, huh?
The rematch. I could see that. Yeah. I mean, out of all the teams, and by the way, my top five, all NFC. All NFC.
Well, that's really where it's at, which you haven't seen that in recent years.
No, you have not.
This is a throwback
this year,
season.
Deep. Yeah. NFC is deep with like eight decent teams.
It is.
So, number two for me is the Detroit Lions. I'm bullish on the Lions because I kind of fear them the most.
You
I
got
know
the Baltimore Ravens are number one, huh?
Yeah. No, the Philadelphia Eagles are number one this week. The Philadelphia
Oh, yeah,
Eagles
of course. How did I forget
are,
about the Birds?
Are number one. Baltimore
for some
is,
reason, I thought you had said the
you
Birds
You know what,
already.
Though? On my teams to watch list is the Bears, the Ravens. And the Niners only because...
Well, the Ravens are different now with Lamar back.
I want to see what the Niners do. They've been on fraud alert for weeks, and somehow they kind of keep winning. They lose one, and then they win a couple.
I'm proud of you, though. You got the Birds at number one. I'm proud
The Birds
of you.
Are number one.
They should be.
Because they should be.
They should be.
When I look
you're
at this list...
You're 6-2, and you're the defending champs.
I'm like, well, look, until the Lions beat the Birds at home... I can't put them number one this week.
The game's
week.
In Philly, right?
It's in Philly.
Oh, Goff's throwing at least two interceptions.
We'll see. Look.
I just don't trust him when the lights are brightest. I just don't trust Jared Goff when the lights are brightest.
These are the two toughest games. I mean, forget about Baltimore. Buffalo. It's in Buffalo, but it's a non-conference game. And
it doesn't even
lose
really
that,
matter
it's close.
As much.
It's second to the last game
right.
of the year.
Right.
I look at the two biggest, most impactful games on this entire schedule that are left are coming up. It's Green Bay. It's Detroit. These are the two games you got to get up for.
Yeah.
I mean, if they beat Green Bay, if they come out of Green Bay with a win, they're in a tremendous spot coming home to play the Lions.
I know.
It's tremendous.
It is.
And that's
it
why
is.
They're number one on this list, because I see it as a huge possibility that, hey, they could go 2-0.
I
got them 1-1. They could go
2-0.
That's
all right,
that's where we're at.
There's the Tech 10.
There it is. So brought to you by the Fairless Hills Academy of Music, it is now time for Vet Fact.
This is a Vet Fact.
Tech, one of our favorite eras of Birds football, why I'm rocking my throwbacks tonight.
Yep.
Buddy Ryan's Birds.
The defense.
November 8th. 1987. I'm using November 8th because they never won a game at the Vet on November 7th, which is when this show is being released. So November 8th, 1987.
That's all right.
1 o'clock kickoff. The then Washington Redskins came to town. They were 6-1. They were rolling. The Birds were 3-4. They were reeling. And the Birds going into the half trailed this game 21-17. It didn't look good. However, they would come out and they would win the second half 14-6 to get the 31-27 win.
Wow, which that could be the number we're looking at this Monday
it's
night.
It's very possible.
It's
now,
very possible.
With the Birds, very interesting day for Randall. 18-31, 268, and 3 TDs, but also 3 INTs and 4 sacks taken.
Whoa.
Not too good, but he ran the ball 7 times for 80 yards. Anthony Toney, 20 totes for 87 yards and a touch. Our guy, Kenny Jackson, 4 grabs, 98 yards. Greg Garrity, 3 grabs, 63 yards, including a 40-yard touchdown. Me neither. And Mike Quick only had 2 for 38, but one of them was a crucial 32-yard grab that they had to have at that point in the game. This was a battle. You know, Jay Schroeder, this is crazy to me. Jay Schroeder, Redskins quarterback, 16 for 46, Tech. He had 30 incompletions.
Yeah, I remember Jay Schrader, I think.
Jay Schrader,
yeah. Yeah, I remember Schrader.
The Birds did have two INTs. Ronell Young had a 30-yard return on an INT. He also recovered a fumble. I mean, Ronell Young responsible for two Birds turnovers.
Once again, I'm drawing a blank.
I remember Ronell Young. Okay. He had Art Monk on this Washington team.
Of course.
Art Monk had a day. Five grabs, 81 yards, a touch. Gary Clark had a day.
Yeah.
Five grabs, a buck 19 and a touch. But it didn't matter because the Birds would pull to 4-4. They would gain ground on the then first place Washington Redskins led by Joe Gibbs.
Yeah.
What a name in football.
Hall of Fame.
On this day, 1 o'clock kickoff, Buddy Ryan's Birds did enough in the second half, only allowing 6 Washington points to be scored after trailing 21-17 at the half. They got the 31-27 win November 8th, 1987.
Wow.
I was 4 years old. You were like 6, right?
I was 6. Sixers aren't serious, Prem.
I'm excited, man.
I mean, I think they're a more exciting team to watch, yes. I think they're a more fun team to watch.
More positive than negative so far. I went to a game. It was a nice, easy win over...
That was an easy win. You saw a good
one. The Magic, yeah, over the Magic.
Yeah. The games that really matter on this schedule, this first part of the schedule, they just got killed by both of these teams.
Nah, they didn't get killed. They lost on a buzzer beater the other night.
But they collapsed. They were up by 22 points.
Well, yeah, but
they collapsed.
You were up 22 points.
There was no way
but you lost
lose
on a
that
buzzer
game.
Beater.
A competent team doesn't lose that game.
Sure, it's basketball. A lot of good teams lose.
I don't know about that. But I know that's bad basketball.
You're 5-3 though. I mean, what are we talking about? We're talking about
a team
that...
They went from second with a possibility to be in first place to 6th.
You can't talk about places. 8 games played.
I know. I'm just... But you got to take it all into... consideration.
Yeah, and when
all
I do,
when
I look
there.
At this, every single game they've played, they've had 5 guys in double figures.
Yeah,
that's unheard of. I think they're better when Joel's not in the lineup.
Of course! He should be out. I don't...
Yeah, but don't overreact
when he's when he's on the floor, the running gun stops, the ball movement stops, it's Joel, it's dribble, it's Joel, it's shot. Whether he makes it, and he gets 25 points in 23 minutes, everybody goes, oh, Joel, 25 points.
They should have traded him when
minutes.
They had the chance. I told you before last season, I said trade the guy. That was when his value would have been highest, coming off the MVP year, and they didn't trade him. That's when you really could have got a nice haul. But this team's still going to win 50 games. It's a 50-win team.
We'll see.
50-32. They're 50-32. That's what you're looking at.
I don't want to overreact, right? Okay. I'm just telling you, I do not think they're serious, and I'll tell you why I don't think they're serious.
Well, they're not a title contender. We know that, but they're going to be the fourth to the fifth seed.
Maybe.
Yeah, absolutely.
I kind of see them, and I know there's 82 games, right? I know where they're at right now. That's kind of where I see them at. I see them as a 6th seed. That's kind of where
I
see them.
Maybe. I don't know if there's 5 teams that are going to finish ahead of them.
I don't know. I don't think they're better than the Knicks. They're not better than the Bulls right now. They're not better than the Cavs right now. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
there's a lot of basketball left. Bottom line is,
they
when
might
I
not
at that
be better
schedule
than Boston.
Before
I'm,
the season,
I'm going to be at the game on Tuesday night to see, with Boston.
Nice. I didn't think 5-3 after 8. I thought maybe 4-4 when I looked at it, but
I don't know.
You know.
I thought that they were better than
you
this.
You got an exciting team with some guys that are contributing that we didn't think were going to contribute. Did you think Watford was going to have double digits?
No, I like Watford. I do. I like Watford.
You think Grimes was going to look like a star on certain nights?
I like Grimes, but sometimes Grimes just like, hey, I Edgecombe's a star, right? Edgecombe disappears sometimes.
Well, he's a rookie.
I know,
and
but
he hasn't
like,
even played 10 NBA games.
I get
yet.
It, man. I just thought, I don't want to see him disappear. And
well,
I don't
teams are
going
to scheme to take him
I don't
off,
want to see him miss
plan.
Gimme shots. He's missed gimme layups. And I don't want to, where he not necessarily layups, but like that jumper that's like right in front of the basket. He's bricked it a bunch of times already. And I don't want to see that from a kid that I got high hopes for. I know he's a rookie. I know he's young. I just want to see him knock down the shots he's supposed to knock down, especially in key parts of games. So the way I see the Sixers right now is Paul George is going to be cancerous to this team. But as much as I say that, he's stealing money, but they kind of need him.
Well, it'd be good to see how he blends in, but I mean they're third in scoring right now.
I know they are. I know, and a lot of that's because of Maxey, who, by the way,
just phenomenal, man.
As great as Maxey is, he's not a closer, and that's
no, he absolutely is.
I don't think he is. It's why
he closed two of these wins. He closed.
And also, two of the three losses, he didn't get the chance. They didn't give him the last shot.
Is that his fault?
He couldn't get open on the one pass attempt from Grimes. He couldn't get there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a young, this is overall a pretty young squad. It's a pretty young squad.
I haven't seen evidence since Maxey's been here that he has killer in him, that he's a closer when push comes to shove. I haven't seen that. Now, has he won and gotten to the foul line and put away a couple of these games?
Yeah, leads the league in scoring.
Yes.
It's crazy.
Yes, of course. He has to. If we're being honest, he has to.
Yeah, I mean, but look, this is the same story with the Sixers. Even though they're exciting and I'm kind of enjoying watching them, it's a second-round exit regardless. They're going to win the first round, whoever they play, I think.
Probably, you know, because they can beat, like, I don't know, the Hawks of the world and the Magics of the world and whoever might be there.
I think it's
going to
be the 4-5 matchup, I do.
Well,
one way or another.
We'll see. I mean, if it's between Boston, it'll be tough. But with no Tatum, I think you can win a series against Boston.
Maybe,
but it's tough.
Maybe.
I still think Boston's a better
team.
But
the future is a bit brighter, regardless how the season ends.
You're right about that.
The future is a bit brighter than I thought it was going in. Because you know how I've been on the Sixers the last 18 months.
Oh, of course. Forget about them.
I'm never negative. But I've been negative on the Sixers because I'm just calling it like it has been.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not trading Joel before last season was their biggest mistake.
Yeah.
If they would have done that, and whatever they got from that plus this...
I know.
They'd be a finals contender.
The thing that bothers me when I watch like NBA analysts on like ESPN or like, you know, FS or whatever the major national people are, it's like when they talk about the Sixers, they go, well, the Sixers are... It's all about a healthy Joel Embiid. No, it isn't.
It's not anymore.
No.
No, it's not. It's past that.
Forget about Embiid.
It's past that. He's 30 years old
now. Let's talk about the Sixers without talking about
Embiid.
Yeah,
it's not the same.
Now, here's the problem.
It's not the same.
With Nick Nurse and Joel Embiid. When Joel Embiid comes on the floor, he refuses to accept being a role-playing center.
Right.
He refuses.
Because he won't let go. He's got too much pride.
Yeah, he won't let go of being the franchise guy.
He's not a team guy.
And he isn't. No, he's not a team guy at all. And Nick Nurse falls right into that trap. Nick Nurse has to make Embiid the focal point of the game.
He panders and...
Especially in that Bulls game at the end where Embiid shot us out of that game.
It's a pretty dysfunctional when it comes to Embiid. And it's unfortunate because it could have gone so different.
It could have. But, you know, they are what they are.
I think they win 50 games, though. I think they go 50-32.
They're a more exciting team. They're more fun to watch. I'll give them that. I love
they
that
are.
Aspect
they are.
Of it.
They
I,
are.
I like VJ a lot. I want him to stay present in
pick,
these games.
Though. What
great,
a pick.
Great pick.
What a pick.
I mean, for the first three or four games, he was on a roll, and then he kind of disappeared
It'll be in waves, though. It'll
I know.
Come in waves, because he could come out here on Saturday night and be just phenomenal. It's Saturday night, right?
Another thing I'm tired of. I'm tired of the back-to-back excuse. Oh, they're playing the Cavs. They look exhausted, like they're coming off. It's like, dude, these are finely tuned athletes.
I know.
Professional athletes that are built for this. If they weren't playing an NBA game back-to-back, they'd be in the gym back-to-back.
Exactly.
So let's stop this.
We were growing up.
These tired
Barkley,
ass
Barkley and Jordan and Stockton and Malone.
And in the same breath, I'll also say they should probably do away with these back-to-backs. They're a little ridiculous. But
so you're contradicting yourself.
I know. Well, I just think that the NBA schedule, making back-to-backs in the first
place. It's kind of retarded.
You're talking about... on one of these two games, you're not going to see Embiid. That is written. It is in stone.
Right.
And like, you know, let's say they have two back-to-back home games. Well, the consumer doesn't know which one Embiid's sitting out. They might buy tickets and go to a game where he ain't playing. Not that it matters, but let's say they love Embiid and want to see Embiid play.
So to your point, remember last season before the season started, I said what the over-under was for Embiid, Maxey, and George to all play. They're not going to hit that total I gave for one season last year in two seasons.
No, they're not.
I think I said like 45.
They're not going to play 45 games.
Together over two seasons. And I'll even include the playoffs.
Yeah.
Won't happen.
It won't happen.
I think they're at like 9.
Yeah. Paul George is stealing money on this team.
Terrible.
Terrible. And they need him. As bad as that sounds.
I'm on record as saying that this is a horrible trade. And
the worst. One of the worst.
Having these clowns argue with me on X that he was going to be great.
It's a hair better than the Andrew Bynum trade.
Oh, you know what I mean? Wow. Bynum drop. You're going back to like 2014 with Bynum.
Do we really want to go all the way back to trading Charles Barkley for Jeff Hornacek?
if you chart this franchise from the 0-1 finals loss to now, it's just a sea of tears.
It's sad. Even in the Iverson era after that.
Trading Iverson.
Sad. He traded Iverson. And he knew he was getting traded.
And he went pretty deep in the playoffs with the Nuggets. I think they went to a conference finals.
Yeah, well, he had Melo.
Yeah.
And they had a couple role players.
Remember, I was in college, and I was just like so depressed seeing him in a
this
Denver
is
uniform.
The new NBA. Look at the Bulls. They got the statutory
this
rapist,
Giddy. Yo.
He's a statutory rapist.
Is he really?
Yeah, but the thing is, it flew under the radar and never got mentioned. Why? Because he's a white guy. They don't mention it.
I think Corey Hart has something to say about that. Corey Hart?
Was it?
Who's that guy's name? No.
Which
Carter
guy is
Hart.
That?
Corey Hart.
Oh, Carter
Corey
Hart.
Hart sang, I wear my sunglasses
yes. Yeah,
at
I was about
night.
To say, that's a pop guy. Yeah.
Carter Hart.
Carter Hart.
Corey Hart might have something to say about it, too.
He wore his sunglasses at night, for God's sake.
Yo, man. That's funny, man.
But yeah.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah, it flew under the radar when he was with OKC.
Is it Josh Giddey or Josh Giddey?
Giddey. Okay. Yeah, Giddey. I wish it was. That would be so much better.
My aunt's in France, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, we just said, Giddey. My aunt's in Paris right now. Normandy.
This is how pathetic the Bulls franchise has been since Jordan and Pippen left. That there hasn't been a guy that put up back-to-back triple-doubles in a night.
Derrick
since
Rose didn't
Josh
do it?
Giddey. No, Josh Giddey did it. He's the first Bull since the Jordan Pippen era to do it. That's how pathetic that franchise has been, that Josh Giddey is doing it.
They have been a touch more pathetic than the Sixers franchise.
Yeah, I mean,
if you're going to list most pathetic franchises this century.
The Bulls,
Sixers are top 10.
Probably
like 9.
At least the Bulls.
They're like 9.
At least in this century, the Bulls had a dynasty and probably one of the best basketball teams ever with Jordan and Pippen and Rodman.
That wasn't this century, though.
Oh yeah, you're right. From 2000, you're talking about. I'm talking about the 90s. You're right.
Y2K is the great divider.
Okay, I thought you meant in the last 100 years. Okay,
I mean, the
90s.
Nothing
from 2000 on.
Only thing
the Bulls
in NBA,
have done nothing.
Only thing in NBA history that tops the 90s Bulls is like Red Auerbach's Celtics of the 1950s.
You're right. Exactly.
Or some people would argue the Lakers in the 70s.
Yes,
late
the
70s,
Lakers.
Early 80s.
Yep.
That's it. Greatest NBA performances.
Celtics, Lakers,
of
Bulls.
All time.
Go figure. And then Golden State.
Golden State's run, really post 2000, most successful franchise.
Yeah, that's where I would go. But we're getting
Hornets
ahead of ourselves
here. Hornets
are
another pathetic
franchise. Oh, what a pathetic. Oh, my God.
Best
pathetic
uniforms,
team.
Worst franchise.
And that's going back to Jordan. Jordan can't even get them right. For God's sake.
Yeah. Alonzo Mourning was one of my faves, though.
Yeah, and Larry Johnson, Grandmama. And Muggsy Bogues. I had the Converse. I had the Larry Johnson shoes.
Was
I had
the
jersey.
Last time the Converse was anything special?
Yeah, it was.
Crazy.
I had the Larry Johnson.
Me too.
I had the Zoe jersey on the Hornets because it was the hottest jersey.
I had the Zoe.
I had the hat.
I had the Team USA number 14, Alonzo.
Really?
I used to rock that. I used to think I was the coolest kid rocking that jersey.
Yeah, I hear you. I loved my Alonzo jersey.
Yeah.
Because the Hornets jersey was the truth back then.
Oh, man.
Back then.
The Hornets starter jacket was the one.
Yeah, exactly.
As I rock my starter throwback.
Yes. Well, starter, yeah, that was the jam back then.
Real quick on starter, I was in Boskov's today for the first time in years. They brought back the original starter jackets.
Really?
They brought back the pullovers and the zip-ups. You might want to drop into Boskov's and get yourself one. They had XLs.
I had a Chiefs pullover. I did. In the Joe Montana, J.J. Burden era.
All right, the segment is over.
But I was a Chiefs fan up until...
That's fair.
Up until Super Bowl, and now I want root for them to lose every week.
I like the Chiefs when they had Christian Okoye.
Yeah, I loved Okoye. Yeah. And I was a big Lamar Jackson guy, but now I root for him to lose.
Yeah,
I was a fan.
You can't be a Jalen Hurts purist and like any of these.
I know. Now they all must go.
It's Jalen versus the world, bro, because everybody in the world hates him unless you're a Philadelphian. It's crazy to me.
True.
Even some Philadelphians still hate him. It doesn't make any sense.
I don't get it
Joe
either.
Joe Giglio has gone off the rails.
You know what though?
I can't stand listening to him anymore.
I'll say this to everybody. I have switched to Johnny Marks, our guy Johnny Marks.
Yeah, Johnny Marks, a big friend of the show. He's been on 3 times with us, something like
that.
Yes,
I've switched to him.
You got to have John back on soon.
Sometimes my radio is automatically set to WIP sometimes when I get in the car. And like, you know, I'll hear Hugh and I'll leave it on till a commercial break. And then I'll go, all right, let me switch over to Johnny Marks. And then Collarulo.
I love Bill.
I have switched over to Collarulo and Ricky Bo. And my main reason why is because listening, and this is no knock, okay?
Look, you mean watching?
The guy's done what he's done. All right, and I'm not going to knock him for his accomplishments in life to get where he is. I'm just going to say, like for baseball, for instance.
Who, Ricky Batalica?
No, listening to Spike Eskin.
I can't stand
talk
him.
Talk about baseball.
I can't stand
like
Spike Eskin.
It's like listening to Kevin Hart talk about astrophysics. That's what it's about.
That's a pretty good analogy.
That's what it is. I mean, because Spike Eskin talking baseball is so nonsensical that anybody with sense could just sit there and go, I got
to
switch
it's
over.
Like listening
I got
to get this off. I got going for you. It's like listening to Ryan Clark talk about NASCAR.
Yeah, well, it's exactly like that. It
horrible.
Is. And by the way, Spike, who's supposed to be the NBA guy, is so clueless. He's a tough listen.
He's only in there because of who his father was.
And I love Ike Reese. And it's a shame.
Ike is good.
And our boy Jack Fritz.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm
a fan of.
So
of,
speaking
of that.
We're going to you know personalities. You know, you can watch the Cuz on the Fly Network. The Fly Network is on Samsung TV Plus. Do you have a Samsung TV?
Yes.
You ever use that app?
Not really.
Samsung TV Plus. Fly is on there. You can watch all their
the
programming.
You can watch him
every day during the day. He's on.
Nice.
So you have a Samsung TV. You know that app, Samsung TV Plus. It comes with the TV.
Yeah. Sometimes.
If you go to the sports section, Fly is on there.
Sometimes he gets a little nostalgic and he rambles
a little bit.
Yeah,
but you can watch all the Fly stuff. They have some really good guys on there. They have like old 97.5 guys, old 94.1 guys. It's good. I didn't know if you knew that. I wanted to share that with you.
Ah, I did not know they were on
Samsung TV Plus. They gave him a contract and they're on.
I love
that. Free.
All right, I got to check that
out. There you
go. I'm going to have to check that out.
You do have to check that out.
I did not know that.
It's good programming. I like it. It's like refreshing from what you're used to hearing.
There it is. Jury's out on the Sixers. They're fun. We know that. They're
Birds
more exciting
might, the
now.
Birds might actually not lose again and just win the Super Bowl. I just want to prepare you for that possibility, Tech.
Well, since you're making that pick, let's talk about your other picks.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
It's time for Prem's Picks. These games are a blowout, a human lock. You can bet your children's unborn children on these games.
Prem's Picks. Where are we at?
Well, a couple weeks ago, I had the Broncos over the Cowboys, which happened.
Yep.
I had the Packers over the Steelers, which happened, which was Sunday Night Football.
Yep.
And I had the Falcons over the Dolphins, which didn't happen, but I made that pick thinking Penix was going to start.
Ah.
And Cousins started.
Yeah.
I'm 9-6, but I have to put an asterisk. It's like 9-5.5.
Yeah.
Because I thought Penix going in there would beat the Dolphins.
Right.
But he didn't play. Nevertheless, that's the risk you take.
Yeah.
When you make picks.
Hey, 9-6 ain't bad.
But
still
I'm 9-6, and as we head into week 10, here are the episode 179 locks.
Locks.
We talked about it briefly earlier, Tech. The Bucks are hosting the Patriots in Tampa. It's a 1 o'clock kickoff. I just like the Bucks in this game. I think they're just a grittier team. I think they're just a more legitimate team.
Yep.
The Patriots, they have some great pieces. Drake May has been well above what I think people think he is.
Oh, top QB, yeah.
Very good. I mean, they got really nice. They have some deep threats that they use, some no-name guys that they use that are really good down the field.
Yeah.
Good running game. Something about this one just screams Bucks win to me. It might be close, but I think Baker just does enough to get the W. And they have to have the win to keep pace with the rest of the NFC contenders.
Yep.
Give me the Bucks at home over the Patriots on Sunday.
Lock.
The Jags go to Houston to play the Texans. Texans defense has just been absolutely superb. I mean, they're really good defensively.
Yeah.
But I think that the Jags have enough overall to go in there and kind of overpower them. C.J. Stroud is injured, so it'll be Davis Mills.
Oh, yeah.
I think that plays a big role. Yeah, there you go. I like the Jags. I really think this is a lock. I could be wrong, though. Trevor Lawrence could also throw two pick sixes, and then that changes the whole game. I mean,
he could.
Texas defense is that good, but I just don't think they're a real team this year. I think the Jags are hanging around for that wild card spot, and they believe it.
Yeah,
so
they believe it.
I think they go in there and get a tough divisional win in Houston.
Lock!
I went Sunday Night Football a couple weeks ago as the Packers beat the Steelers. The Steelers, again, play on Sunday Night Football this week in LA against the Chargers. And again,
good game.
They will lose on Sunday night to Justin Herbert and the Chargers in Los Angeles. Give me the Chargers on Sunday Night Football because you've been waiting all day for Sunday night tech. I like the Chargers to win. I think it might be close. You know, Aaron Rodgers still has, he has a little bit of juice left, but something about watching the Steelers, I don't think, oh, wow, they're going to contend.
No,
I think
me neither.
They're going to like.
I even think the Ravens can go on a run and win the division still.
I think they can too. I think that's the Ravens, if Lamar stays healthy, they might only have one more loss on this.
Maybe.
It's very possible they finish 11-6. Steelers could go the other direction.
They could.
At the same time. Give me the Chargers in sunny Los Angeles on Sunday night.
Lock.
To recap, Tech, we got the Bucks beating the upstart Patriots in Tampa.
Lock.
The Jags beating the Stroudless Texans in Houston.
Lock.
And the Chargers beating old man Aaron and old man Tomlin in LA on Sunday night.
Lock.
This has been Week 10's edition of Prem's NFL Picks.
This is a big game Monday night.
31-27, Tech.
You're going with that,
I'm going with the vet facts.
There it is, 31-27. You know what? I'll say 31-28.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
You know, let's just stay there.
Let's do it.
All right, there it is. We will see you next week. Go Birds.
Vet Alumni.